We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, and we are back. What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Your guys, Cody and Derek, back for another one, guys. And hey, you know what we're going to talk about today, Derek? We're going to talk about five Colts on the current roster before free agency, before the NFL draft. Five Colts who will be better in 2024. Now, a couple different guys in different situations. A few of these players, guys who got injured, didn't play, you know, hardly at all or at all in 2023, or some guys who were young and experienced and we think are just going to naturally get better and we feel like they're nowhere near their ceiling. And so we picked out and identified five different guys that we wanted to say we think will be better in 2024. And Derek, I think the most obvious of obvious ones we got to start with, that is quarterback Anthony Richardson. I mean, we saw, Derek, the potential for Anthony Richardson. We saw what he could do. I mean, we already know the numbers in the short amount of time. They speak for themselves. But again, man, you think Anthony Richardson had kind of that freak injury with that shoulder, made him miss the majority of the season. He was dealing with a few injuries, but you think, okay, he has an entire offseason to rehab. He's gotten hopefully smarter. He's learned more about how he protect his body, you know, talking with Shane Steichen, working with him. You're number two in the system. AR is due for a breakout year. What say you?
Yeah, I think that this is probably the most obvious one of the group. Honestly, just the obvious one of the entire team. I mean, we're first of all, you need to hope that he does that. And then on top of it, it just makes more sense, right? He's been around the ball club for a whole year, right? Regardless of whether or not he's played for the entirety of the season, he's been able to, you know, digest all this information, learning all these new things, getting a better understanding of the game of football through the NFL and everything else. So, you know, just in that retrospect, it's always a great thing when you see guys be able to understand that and get better information. And knowing how hard Anthony Richardson prepares, I feel like it's definitely going to be, he's going to get dialed in once again, and he's going to have a better understanding going into next season, being like, I got this. I know what I need to do now. I need to protect myself while at the same time, I now know how to dissect this defense. I know where to look at with this, you know, because I've been watching Gardner do it. I've been watching Shane Steichen talk about it. I've been seeing the film, you know, all this stuff. So I definitely think that this will be a great opportunity for Anthony Richardson to show what he's been digesting the whole season while he's had to unfortunately sit on the bench looking at it. But hey, listen, a lot of people said that was what was best for him. We'll see what happens, you know, getting that opportunity to watch all that film and, you know, understand how the NFL works. This is the opportunity to see.
And you know, it had to just kill AR to sit on the sideline and not be out there with the guys. So I mean, we're getting a more motivated AR than we even would get probably normally, which is already extremely motivated. So definitely excited to see him in year number two. No question, if he stays healthy, he's going to be a guy. I mean, everybody said, Derek, I mean, you've seen it everywhere. He is the number one breakout candidate for this year, for year two guys. And so if he is able to stay healthy and is able to kind of, you know, continue on a trajectory that we had him on, and we saw him continuing to get better, showing glimpses of greatness in the short amount of time, if he can continue to do that, you really are excited about the potential of Anthony Richardson in 2024 and moving forward. Another guy, Derek, a guy that he's probably going to be throwing to a lot, and a guy that really got, I think, just his name ran through the mud this season, and we've been big apologists of this guy, Alec Pierce. And I know people will say, why are you guys defending Alec Pierce? He's not that great of a wide receiver. But Derek, while I do admit, and we've said this many times in the past, Alec Pierce, is he a complete wide receiver? No, he is not a complete wide receiver. But also, Derek, you look at his stats and you're like, okay, they really didn't jump from year number one to year number two. But then you consider, you look, really everything, Derek, was down, especially his targets from where they were in 2022, his rookie season. And he didn't really have a quarterback that looked at him a whole lot, you know, looked his way. And when he did, good things happened. I mean, we saw that Tennessee game. Heck, we saw a few other times in different games where Alec Pierce, his big catch down the field helped the Colts, you know, set up to win games. So he is definitely a guy that I do feel like, Derek, if you get Anthony Richardson fully healthy, we know what he likes to do, working the ball down the field to his receivers. And, I mean, that was a big reason why a lot of people expected him to break out this year, was because he's, you know, clear by far right now the best vertical threat the Colts have. And AR likes to throw the ball down the field 20-plus yards. And also, Shane Steichen in his offenses, typically, when he's had his starting quarterback, they've been top 10 in terms of vertical yards down the field and 20-plus yard passes. And so talk to me about Alec Pierce and why we expect him to kind of take a leap here. Maybe not necessarily a 1,500-yard leap, but why we do expect his numbers and just overall his productivity in 2024 to be better than they were in 2023.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to Alec Pierce, I mean, again, what we expect from him, it's not like, Cody, it's not like you and I are expecting this guy to become the next great wide receiver for the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, you and I have both been saying, you know, you and I have both been sitting here saying that the Indianapolis Colts need to get better weapons. That's not really something that's been debated. The whole point is Alec Pierce's production has just not hit its peak yet, because when he was drafted in 2022, he was a rookie with an extremely raw skill set, and the few times that they attacked him down the field, he helped Indianapolis score and win football games. Remember infamously that touchdown catch that ended up winning us the game against Jacksonville back in 2022, right? One of the few wins that we got was because of Alec Pierce. There were multiple weeks throughout the year where pretty much almost every single win that Indy did get in 2022 came off of the back of Alec Pierce making a lot of great plays to help put them in position to actually do that. And then in 2023, like you said, it was the year of Gardner Minshew just physically being incapable of throwing the football 60 yards down the field ever. And the very few times that he did, it turned out to be phenomenal for Alec Pierce. Like, Alec Pierce made a lot of great plays that just made you just go, wow, right? We talk about the Tennessee game from this last year, the one he had against the Raiders, that touchdown in that one to help put the Colts up by 2 scores. And I can just keep going. And we've seen the film. Like, for anyone that wants to know, I can give anyone that wants to know a 10-minute long clip, every single pass attempt that Alec Pierce was wide open on and Gardner Minshew just flat out either missed him or refused to throw the football to him. Like, that's a thing where we see Anthony Richardson being a different outlier, because Anthony Richardson, with just the flick of his arm, can throw the ball 60 yards down the field with virtually no effort. So that's where the difference comes in. It's not the fact that Alec Pierce wasn't open all year. He was open quite a bit. He still has issues, but he was open a lot down the field. And Indianapolis just did not do a great job of getting him the football. And I feel like that's going to be an emphasis this year. Jim Bob Cooter even talked about it, how that's just how the offense goes sometimes. But I think they're going to understand that with Richardson back, there's going to be a lot more deep shots next year for Alec Pierce.
Yep, very excited for Alec and just more opportunities. And you do wonder, if he had a couple more attempts per game, how much better could his stats truly have been? So definitely a guy in Alec Pierce. Now, here's another player, Derek, the player that didn't play a single down, Jelani Woods. And I mean, yeah, of course, if he plays a single down, it's better than he did in 2023. But again, Derek, you saw what Jelani was able to do his rookie season, right? You really liked what he was able to do. I mean, he was a big play waiting to happen. I can't remember. Maybe it was Rashad, but somebody had said, every time you throw the ball to this guy, good things happen. And that is so, so true with Jelani Woods. So hopefully he can get back, you know, fully healed from both those hamstring injuries. That was just such a weird freak kind of thing for Jelani Woods. And so you're hoping, you know, in 2024, he has this whole offseason. He's had the entire season now, or at least a good chunk of the season after he hurt the second one, you know, to heal up. And hopefully he's ready to go by the spring. And if he is, you really, really are excited about what he can do with this offense with Shane Steichen, Anthony Richardson, and just the matchup nightmare that he is when he is fully healthy and out there. So talk to me about Jelani Woods, what he provides for the Colts, and why we think he's going to be better in 2024.
Well, obviously the injury is the one thing, right, that keeps that from going where we want to. But again, a lot of it comes down to this system that we're running now. This system that we're running now is a lot more built for a tight end, and especially for a tight end of Jelani Woods' caliber. And I think it's going to end up being a great season for Jelani if he stays healthy, especially in the red zone. I mean, the amount of different packages that he could run, that Steichen could run with Jelani Woods as a tight end, I mean, that's remarkable. There's so many things he can dial up. I mean, it makes me smile on the inside just thinking about it. He's one of the best weapons out there for this team if he remains healthy. And if he does, there is no doubt in my mind that Jelani Woods helps to elevate this offense from what it was last year to a way better offensive level, because that kind of weapon in the red zone is absolutely deadly.
Yes. 6'7", he's 260, and he's got the speed and the athleticism. He's on the field. He's a nightmare for opposing defenses. All right, Derek, we have two more players we're going to talk about. We just talked about three offensive players. We have two guys on the defensive side of things. Two guys who are still extremely young for the Colts. I think the first guy, Derek, who did have a really nice season when he was given the opportunity, Dayo Odangbo. And Derek, this is a guy that produced despite the fact that he didn't have the most snaps in the world. And he's a guy that we truly, I think, can say he needs more snaps moving forward. I know you have the stat. Why don't you pull that up real quick about Dayo Odengbo and what he did when he was on the field and how much we feel like maybe more if he gets more snaps, he can be even more of a force in 2024.
Yeah, so we're kind of talking about like Brian Burns and a bunch of other people who could come in and be, you know, like great edge guys. Of some of the biggest names of edge guys in all of the NFL this last year, Dayo Odengbo had 365 pass rush reps. He basically has right now has a 3.29% sack rate and has 30.4 pass rush snaps per sack in the NFL, which both rank in the top five for best usage percentage in all of those. And that's throughout the entirety of the league. This just goes to show you, Dayo is a very effective weapon when he is out there on the football field in regards to getting pressure on the quarterback. And it's a shame that he's not actually being utilized more with how creative he is at getting to the quarterback.
Yep. So definitely need to get him more snaps if you're the Colts. If you're Charlie Partridge, that's a guy that needs more snaps. And so definitely excited to see him moving forward. And Derek, if you give him more snaps, maybe you did find your elite pass rusher. You know, I've never really given the Colts credit for that. But, you know, if you look at that and you say you give Dayo starter reps, you give him those snaps, you never know, man. You never know how good he could truly be if you get him those snaps. So Dio's a guy I love. And then the final guy was a rookie last year, had some ups, had some downs, had some injuries. But we do feel like Juju Brents has the makeup to be a really, really good corner in this league. He's got the size. He's got the speed, the athleticism to boot. And Derek, he's a guy that I think he showed a lot of things his rookie season when he was healthy. It was a weird thing where you were disappointed that he didn't play a lot, but you were also encouraged when he was on the field. So we all know how difficult life can be. Number one, just as a corner, but number two, as a rookie corner. And so with Juju Brents, you do feel like in year number two, same system, you know, he's going to have, he has a new, you know, assistant DB coach that hopefully is going to help, you know, elevate his game to another level. But you just feel like he knows the system a little bit now. And he's going to potentially be even better in 2024, hopefully stay healthy as well.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
I definitely think he will improve. I mean, just look at what he was able to do, Cody, without an offseason, basically. I mean, he was not able to really be on the field much at all throughout the entirety of the offseason. And, you know, you're looking at this now and what he's going to be able to do now with a fully healthy offseason and being able to be on the field, get all those reps, and be in a better spot. I mean, he is 100%. Going to look better in 2024 than he did in 2023. And there are already a lot of moments in 2023 where we were looking at him and saying, man, this guy is a stud. Well, if that's how it is and we know he's going to end up getting better, then the NFL is definitely going to have something to look out for the Indianapolis secondary this year.
Yep. That would be huge if he could take that sophomore jump. That would be great to see from Juju Brents. And he's got everything you need. Like I said, he's got all the size. He's got, you know, all the athleticism. Just got to put it together. And I think you're right. I think having a full offseason will be so good for Juju. He'll be so good to have him in, you know, OTAs and all of training camp, hopefully, and just really allow him to have his first full NFL offseason. So I'm excited for that with Juju. But guys, let us know your overall thoughts on these five players who we believe will be better in 2024. Guys, or with anybody else that you would say we should have included here on our list. I know there were a couple guys we debated, but let us know those things in the comments below. But if you haven't already, be sure to smash that like button, turn on the notification bell, hit subscribe, all that good stuff. We are trying to get to 18K. We are getting close. So help us out if you haven't already. And hopefully by the time this video comes out, Derek, we have already reached 18K. But in the event that we haven't, be sure to help us out. Thank you guys for tuning in. Really do appreciate it. And as always, guys, go Colts.